وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelop you in his mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari wal fulki allati tajri fil bahr. والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternating of the night and day, in the huge ships which traverse the oceans, carrying goods of benefit to man, in that water which Allah showers from the heavens, reviving the earth after its death, dispersing all types of creatures therein, and in the ordinance of the winds, and the obedient clouds suspended between the earth and sky, are signs for those who have intelligence. The proof of Allah's unity. In the tafsir Durr al-Manthur, it is stated that when the verse "And your Lord is but one Lord" was revealed, the idolaters were surprised that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claimed that there is only one Allah. They requested proof for this claim, upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse under discussion. In this verse, Allah's authority of being the creator and owner is established, together with mention of his supreme control over all affairs. The idolaters also recognized that none other possessed the supreme control except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there could be no option for them but to accept that Allah is one. Sayyidina Attar rahmatullah alayhi narrates that when the verse "And your Lord is but one Lord" was revealed in Medina Munawwara, the infidels and kuffar of Makkah wondered as to how everyone's Lord could be one. Upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the above verse. If one contemplates upon this verse, it will be understood that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and He is the creator of each and everything. It is indeed strange that the idolaters worship their false gods, in spite of the fact that Allah created them, provides their sustenance, nurtures and nourishes them, grants them children, and creates all the essentials for their eating and drinking. What is even more astounding is when the idolaters of Makkah Mukarramah were informed of Allah's oneness, they exclaimed, "What? Have all the deities been made into one? This is indeed a strange thing, a strange phenomenon in this of this world, is that when something becomes a trend, then no matter how erroneous and evil it may be, because it is in vogue, people consider it to be a good thing. It is incumbent upon every human being to worship Allah and no other. This is the religion of man which was preached and practiced by the father of man, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, as well as by all the prophets alayhimu salam after him. When polytheism and shirk becomes rife and widespread, people become so accustomed to it that the call to monotheism seems strange and foreign to them. The verse mentions such things which every person accepts to be totally in Allah's control. These phenomena are such that their creation and continuance are solely dependent on Allah's will. No other being has jurisdiction over them. The creation of the heavens and the earth. This is the first sign discussed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Zumar, definitely if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, Allah. Surah Ahqaf contains a verse, tell them, show me what those whom you worship besides Allah have created from the earth. Do they share a partnership in the heavens? Bring forth a book which was before this one, or some piece of information, if indeed you are truthful. The alternation of night and day. This is a second sign which Allah mentions in the verse under discussion. Allah declares in verse 62 of Surah Furqan, He is the one who has made the night and day succeed each other as a sign for those who intend to take lesson or intend to show gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumar, He created the heavens and the earth with perfection. He folds the night into day and folds the day into night and made the moon and the sun bow in submission. Surah Fatir contains the following verse. Allah enters the night into the day and the day into the night. He has made the sun and moon subservient. Each one of them travels up to its fixed hour. This is Allah, your sustainer, to whom belongs all sovereignty. As for those whom you worship besides Allah, they do not even own the skin of a dead bird. The increase and decrease in the duration of night and day, and its variation with place and time, are all part of Allah's divine system. Every intelligent person understands that none other has any say in these matters. The traversing of ships over the sea. In the huge ships which traverse the oceans carrying goods of benefit to man. This is the third sign mentioned in the verse under discussion. The ocean itself is a great creation of Allah, in which numerous types of creatures are found, as well as other things which are of value to man. The seas link one another, one continent to another, without which goods would have to be transported over great distances of land. Allah has permitted ships to travel upon the sea. If He so willed, He would not have allowed any ship to travel upon the surface of the sea and cause them all to sink. A needle cannot float across the surface of the sea. Yet ships weighing hundreds of tons and laden with many more tons of goods travel across the oceans. These goods are transported from Europe to Asia and from America to Australia. By virtue of this, the people of one continent reap benefit from the produce of other continents. In spite of the extensive use of airplanes and railways, man cannot do without the service of ships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, You see the ships cleaving their way through the ocean, that you may earn from the bounty of Allah, and that you may show gratitude. When traveling by sea, one only has the water below him and the sky is above. The ship is weighty, the waves continuously thrashing its sides, where the fear of unfavorable winds and sinking are ever prevalent. Under these conditions, it is only Allah who can offer one any protection. He keeps both occupants and goods completely safe and allows them to reach their destination. When the sea turns stormy, people become frightened and are greatly distressed. At such times, one's attention turns to none other than Allah. A person cries out only to Him, forgetting all false gods. Allah declares in Surah An-Kabut, suddenly when they board a ship, they call unto Allah with sincere conviction. Then when He rescues them by delivering them onto dry land, they ascribe partners unto Him, displaying ingratitude for what we have given them, and so that they may enjoy. Soon they will come to know. This is the strange psychology of the idolater. When afflicted by any adversity, only then does he remember Allah and supplicates to Him. However, when the difficulty is removed, he continues his heretic practices and worships other gods. The sending of rains. In that water which Allah showers from the heavens, reviving the earth after its death. In this phenomenon, there is also clear indication of Allah being the sole creator and sovereign. None can deny the magnitude of this bounty, which benefits millions of people and animals. Plants and trees receive nourishment from the rain without exhausting its supply. Sweet, clean water descends from the sky by means of which plantations, orchards, and gardens flourish. Dry, barren land is revived. Dams are filled, and men and animals benefit for many months. Many areas are such that they have no source of water except the rain, since their wells have either too little water or are too deep. The rainwater has to be used for drinking, washing clothes, and as well as for watering fields. The people of these areas remain in eager anticipation for rain. When the rains do arrive, they all seem to come to life. Even those areas which depend on fresh water and rivers for irrigation are indebted to the rainfall. This is because rainwater falls upon the mountains, freezes and melts to form rivers. Allah mentions in Surah Shura, He is the one who sends the rains after people have become despondent, spreading His mercy. He is the patron worthy of praise. Allah says in Surah Hamim Sajda, and from amongst His signs, you see that the earth is lying barren. Then when we send the rains, it begins sprouting and flourishing. Verily, the one who had given life to the earth will bring the dead back to life. Definitely, he is capable of all things. A verse from Surah Rum reads, so look at the signs of Allah's mercy and how life revives the earth after its death. Undoubtedly, he gives life to the dead, and he has power over all things. The drying up of the earth and the withering of its plants and trees is referred to as its death. Its flourishing and greenery are referred to as its life. The creation of animals and the dispersing upon the earth, and Allah dispersed therein the earth every type of creature. This sentence is linked to the phrase Anzala, which Allah Ta'ala showers from the heavens. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani is of the opinion that it is linked to the word Ahya, reviving the earth. In Arabic, the word Dabba, creature, refers to everything which walks upon the earth, even though the word is not generally used for large animals such as cows, buffaloes, camels, etc. These creatures of all types and species are amongst the signs of Allah. Allah has created them in large numbers. varying in types, temperaments, forms, and characteristics. Allah has made man dominant over all of them. Should a person sit back and ponder about the characteristics of each creature, countless expressions of Allah's greatness come to the fore. This is our Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us and created all the ni'mets in the world for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true spirit, you know, to appreciate the greatness and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.